92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite doctor, Tasha, is in the house with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. We call the segment Ask Dr. Tasha. It's been a hot minute since I've seen you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Lots to talk about. What do you want to talk about today? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, I was thinking the weather's changing.
Yeah.
I'm seeing in overall in my clinic, everybody's feeling worse right now. The weird pressure in the air, the cold shift, the, you know, fall bugs, they're already out.
Mm-hmm.
My kids have already had them.
Ugh.
I think we should talk about what life looks like when we transition into the fall and winter. Mm-hmm. With our immune system.
That's a fact. And there's a lot of that. And here's what's really funny to me. When I was growing up, the word crud was never around. When I was in high school and in middle school, nobody ever had crud. You either had a cold, you had the flu, you had something. And now you have kids that like will have a low grade fever. They'll have body aches, but their blood work is fine. So there's no antibody. And then you send them to school and then by 10:30, they're burning up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going around.
There is.
And I'm seeing that with adults, older adults, like someone my age.
Yep.
I'm seeing it with me.
Yeah, and I'm seeing it in my clinic as well. You know, not all of my patients, but a lot of my patients are in that senior crowd, and I'm seeing the same thing in my clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a few things that come right to my mind. First of all, we got to reduce our stress. Stress runs us down, makes us feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all coming out of that busy season. Some of us are still in it.
No, I know.
Where, like for me, I ended soccer with my son, which that's a whole commitment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting them into school, getting them through that first sports season, and you're like, okay, I can take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
But now everybody feels a little run down because we've just been so go, go, go.
Yeah.
So how do we combat that? Number one, we've reduced the stress a little bit because that pressure is off.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're going into, it's cold, it's damp, and everybody has their opinions about those things. But from what I see, those things affect health.
Mm-hmm.
So our pain is higher. Our inflammation is higher.
Yeah.
Our bodies are a little bit weaker because they're trying to transition into staying warm, staying healthy. There's so many bugs out there now, too.
I know.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And it often gets worse when all those kids go back to school because, let's face it, kids are gross. I love kids, but they're gross.
No, I do, too, but let's be honest here.
Yeah.
I just watched my grandkids yesterday, and I'm like, I'm using all this lotion on my hands. I love them to death, but they pick their nose, they do all kinds of things.
Yeah, and really, like, we are already very clean, but we amp up the cleaning.
Sure, of course.
You know, because it's sick season.
Mm-hmm.
So if we reduce our stress, and the other thing that we really have to be mindful of going into the holiday season is the sugar and the poor eating. Like, we start with Halloween. Some people gorge on candy or they eat too much candy. They rush around. They're not eating like they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we go into the holidays, there's so many treats. There's so many carbs. There's so many unhealthy food choices. If we just step back and take a minute and say, if I continue to the holiday eating for 3 months, it's going to have a negative effect on my body.
That's a fact.
So it causes inflammation. Mm-hmm. Your body doesn't have the nutrients that it needs to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what sugar does to the body.
Yeah,
right?
We do.
So my best advice, excuse me, my throat's a little irritated today.
That's all right.
My best advice for going into the holiday is limit the sugar as much as you can. I'm not saying don't have any treats because we're all going to have some, but let's moderation, right? Keep your protein up. Keep your healthy fats up. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water.
Fresh air is a good idea, too.
Fresh
air is
a fabulous idea.
I love
idea.
Winter. I'm all about snow and winter and snow pants. I love it.
Yeah, we do, too.
Okay.
Especially, you know, that all that rain we just had.
I'd rather have snow.
Yeah. I agree with you. But it's nice. I mean, today, it's very
a beautiful
nice.
Day. Right.
Get outside.
Yeah.
Keep active.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I want to talk about is sometimes that's not enough for
I know
people.
It's not. So what do you do to help people?
So acupuncture is in my integrative medicine, right, is very good to boost the immune system, lower stress, lower cortisol, make the body stronger.
Can you tell our audience what cortisol is, please?
Yeah, cortisol is the stress hormone.
Yes, it
right?
is.
And if the stress hormone is out of control, your immune system is going to be out of control.
Is that the fighter, when you're in fight or flight, that level is through the roof, when you're in fight or flight mode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's be honest, most of us are in fight or flight.
I hate to say it, but it's true.
Yeah.
See, I feel like I can be really honest with you about life. It's true.
Yeah. It's really stressful. Even for me, I just told my husband the other day, I think I'm at my limit. Like, with getting back to school, with finishing up soccer season, going into the holidays, I'm like, we have to, like, we don't, and we aren't even that busy.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I think I'm getting close to my limit. And then I woke up this morning with a sore throat.
There you go.
So, if your body's telling you, you have to listen. The other, I'm going to give you a hot tip.
Mm-hmm.
We're going into the dark season.
Yeah.
Get on vitamin D now.
Okay.
That will help.
Okay. Every day.
Every day. All yep. Right. And make sure it has K2 in it. I'm giving a freebie here. D3 with K2, we all need it.
And in the months to come, too. Not just this week, but in the months to... It's easier to fall back, they say.
Yeah.
But that darkness.
The darkness.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I love it because I go to bed at 7:30, but, you know, for me...
Yeah,
but I get it.
I know. Yeah. So, respect your body.
Mm-hmm.
Lower your stress.
Mm-hmm.
Eat well to keep your inflammation down.
Mm-hmm.
If you need help with your immune system... For whatever reason, if you feel like you're sick all the time, you just can't stop getting bugs, whatever, give our office a call. We can help boost that immune system and keep you healthier through the winter season.
Okay.
We offer a complimentary consultation. My hope is to give you hope and help you feel better and keep you healthy through the holidays and through the winter. Just give us a call, 616-604-0219. We're happy to help.
This has been another episode of Ask Dr. Tasha with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness.